screen.
So, now we have Birdman, which I believe all of us, apart from Liam, have seen. And Joseph, this is going to be your review.
Your moment, Joe.
Your moment, yeah. I was going to make a pun.
A man who didn't get on the whole of last term.
Oh, it's finally back. Yeah, this is my...
Where we realised why we didn't let him go on.
Right, so Birdman is starring Michael Keaton as a essentially a washed-up actor, a washed-up Hollywood actor who was in this massive film called Birdman, which obviously echoes his own career because he played Batman. And he is trying to maybe legitimise his career through doing this Broadway play of Raymond Carver with his... with, you know, Edward Norton as another actor in there, and there's clashes there, and there's also Zach Galifianakis as his lawyer, and Emma Stone as a kind of drug dealer.
It's not his lawyer, can I?
Yeah,
It's the producer of the theatre.
No, but it's his agent and lawyer as well. He does say, I'm your lawyer. I'm your best friend, and I'm your lawyer.
Joe is right, that's a genuine line in the film, is I'm your lawyer.
I thought that was ironic.
Okay, let's I don't think it was.
I think we should let Joe do the review. I'm so sorry, Joe.
Oh, I'm not coming back again. But basically, this film, even though it has this core plot, is just a great kind of strange, magical, realist exploration of this guy's psyche. And there's wonderful, strange moments throughout it, which are quite difficult to describe because you don't really want to ruin it. But it's it's Michael Keaton probably doing a career-defining performance. Well, maybe a late career-defining performance as this actor who is struggling with this Hollywood side of him, where he wants popularity and he wants acclaim from everyone, and he wants the money that Birdman provides him, but also Harry's just wanting me to pass him something, but also he wants to feel like he's an actual proper actor and that he can be treated with respect from the critical establishment and from theatre goers. But it's basically a satire on that kind of idea of wanting to be popular, and it goes in through about how he's constantly being noted on Twitter because all these crazy antics that he gets up to during the production of the play causes him to, for one part, run outside in his underwear naked in order to get back into the theatre. And those humorous moments work really well, but they also kind of show how the new Twitter and Tumblr criticism is influencing everyone and influencing Michael Keaton. But ultimately, it's a film that's hugely interesting through its style, its magical realism. I haven't seen that in a film for ages. And also, all the actors are rather wonderful in it. And most importantly, it's funny. I mean, it's funny throughout.
It's
a great comedy. I mean, in fact, it probably should have won. It probably should have beat Grand Budapest Hotel, in my opinion.
I'm not impressed with Grand Budapest Hotel winning best comedy. But then,
what is it? It's a funny film.
It's a good film.
Yeah, but
we're not talking about Grand Budapest.
I think both are technically brilliant. Both Grand Budapest Hotel and Birdman are technically brilliant. Birdman, through that whole thing, is kind of shot so that it looks like it's all one shot and it follows each character. And that's the novelty. Yeah, that is the novelty as well.
It's gimmick.
Timed. I don't think it is just gimmick.
I think it's unfair. It's very unfair to call something that takes that much effort a gimmick. But at the same time, it's not a replacement for good writing and good acting and good storylines. But fortunately, it has all of those as well.
Yes, I'd say that.
About Boyhood, for example. Sorry, not going to talk about Boyhood. But the its gimmick is a replacement for all of those good things. Whereas Birdman, it complements them and it lives happily alongside them.
Yeah, the immediacy though of what we're seeing and how it flows also helps that magical realist element, because there are lots of temporal jumps and things like that. But it also helps see how these characters act in different situations. Like, for example, we see how they go through the process of trying to act out this play that they're performing, as well as seeing them act within the film itself. And there's a difference there, and that's quite really interesting to see. I mean, it is a film that I think you need to watch multiple times to truly get a great sense of what all of it's doing.
As soon as
and there's so many hints in the background of lots of things going on, and you never quite see everything. And then this wonderfully but initially I thought it was going to annoy me, but it actually keeps the film having this pace that is going to lead to something big at the end, which is this drumming constantly going on in the background.
I thought
everything came together to kind of push this film forward, push its narrative forward in a way that was really interesting and hugely helped by the performances.
Actually, little anecdotal thing about, just to demonstrate how much I liked Birdman, There's the drumming regularly is demonstrated to be in film, okay? So it actually is, the camera will pan along and there will be this drumming on the soundtrack, and just completely inexplicably there will be a man with a drum set in the middle of this theatre just playing the soundtrack, and then it'll just go past him and leave him there.
Yeah, Michael Keaton doesn't even acknowledge him.
Michael Keaton just ignores him, etc., etc. It's ridiculous. But
it's the magical realist
element.
Yes,
it's magical realism, but in most... If that happened in any other film, I would sit there fuming, because it would be pretentious and irritating and out of place. And,
but why?
And one of those things that I call a clever, which is when somebody does something which is like, oh, you know, this would be really clever and it'll make the audience go wow. It's and here it works.
Why isn't this film clever? Because that has been criticism, as you said.
Yeah.
Why isn't it pretentious? Because you're right, it does do these things that are often seen as pretentious. Too self-aware, too self-referential. So why does... I mean, I've seen it as well, but why do you think it succeeds then in not... in escaping that bracket of being something that's trying to be too aware?
I think humour helps.
It's consistently funny.
Humour helps. Mm. Having a relatively simple storyline with a relatively simple message, it's really just a discussion of, you know, self... worth, you know, self-knowledge, etc., you know, basically how we accept our own publicity and fame in the digital age. Mm. And getting old and growing old and becoming irrelevant. That's a relatively simple set of things to talk about, and it tackles them very well, and it never gets too complicated. It never claims to be about, you know, life itself. Hello, Boyhood. Sorry. But it's that sort of thing.
It's also a film about pretentiousness, and I hate to use it, but it is a kind of postmodern film in that it flattens out everything to do with, like, Twitter and New York criticism. They're kind of viewed in the same light. They're viewed with the same kind of... They're both trivial, and ultimately it's actually maybe just watching... watching the film and enjoying it for what it is. And
I mean, that's the thing, is that the reviewer at one point says to Michael Keaton, when he's so desperate for a good review, she says, she's already decided she's not going to give him a good review.
Because he's part of the Hollywood establishment.
Because she doesn't like him. That's it. And that's the same as Twitter. You go, don't like that because... don't like him.
It levels out art. Art for this film, in my opinion, it seems to be suggesting, should all be viewed in the same way. We shouldn't necessarily be criticising one thing because it's part of that institution over a play because it's on Broadway.
Well, one of my favourite scenes in the film is when they use CGI and they use these big, extraordinary there's this massive bird just on a building and like a robotic thing.
Which is conspicuously heavily featured in the trailer. And not heavily featured in the film.
What's people want, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what they say in the film.
And that's the joke. That's the whole joke of the film. There's a character, the Birdman, that follows him around. It's almost like he's a schizophrenic, and it talks directly to the camera, essentially saying, "You love this, don't you? You bloody love this violence.
You love this violence.
And I mean,
explosions, etc.
You could say that is." You could criticise it then for saying, oh, it's a bit self-knowing, it's a bit pretentious or whatever. But it's funny enough.
Had it left that unsaid for the whole film, I feel like it wouldn't have gone far enough. And I think it was just accepting of what it is, which is a very meta commentary type thing. Mm-hmm. So in saying that, I like the blatant, you know, camera.
Did you have any problems with it then? Is there anything... I'm trying to think of what... I mean, I think it was exceptional, fantastic... incredible, all the superlatives, but still not in one of my top five films
of the year.
A flaw to say.
There wasn't anything massively exceptional about it either. That's the thing. Michael Keaton's performance, very good. Emma Stone's performance, very good. Camera work, very good. Nothing really incredible. Nothing which makes you step back and go, wow, that was it wasn't flawed, but it wasn't.
It felt to me like
a
good idea, executed very well.
Yes, so
maybe there was casting, music, direction, all were there. You're right. Michael Keaton is the only bit outside of the film itself, which you could say that's what's amazing. But I think genuinely the great thing about this film is that everything's great.
Maybe it could it suffers a bit from style over substance, and I think other films that maybe tackle similar.
I don't
similar...
actually like that. I don't.
I think. because I really liked its style, and I thought it did something interesting within the actual narrative and the, you know, the actual text of the film. But maybe I think you could say style is something that is wonderful to behold and it looks beautiful, but actually, is it saying anything new? I mean, other films have done with, like, Educating Rita deals with similar themes, and it's a completely different film. And even Adaptation by Charlie Kaufman has similar ideas going on. And I think maybe, well, Adaptation, I think, deals with all those things in a wonderful way, and it's one of the best films I've ever seen, personally. But Birdman still has... Harry's looking at me disgusted. But Birdman still has something... It still has that comedy, essentially. It has the acting talent and the comedy to let it be an easy enough ride that it's a hugely, you know, enjoyable film.